WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Lunchtime customers and employees at a Bryan fast food restaurant saw police pay a visit Wednesday. Officer Kelly McEthan says an employee was arrested at Long John Silver's, accused of selling PCP to a local woman in the parking lot.
And during a search of the business, they found a bottle that contained about 20 grams of PCP, or what was believed to be PCP. It still has to be tested. Inside the freezer in the back of the business.
30-year-old Richard Dunn of Hearn was arrested for selling within a school zone, and 40-year-old Catherine Bailey of Bryan was arrested for possession. McEthan says restaurant management, who were not aware of the operation, cooperated in the search of the business. Now in its fourth month, the College Station City Council has taken the next step to create two land use management districts in the area of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6.
Last night, the council approved sending proposed state legislation to Austin. State laws are required for the districts, allowing participating property owners to control the development of commercial, retail, residential, and healthcare businesses. Most of last night's two-hour discussion was the separation of power between the council and the district boards. James Benham thought they had reached a consensus.
I'm in favor of this as long as we have budget oversight, approval of property taxes, service fees, assessments and service taxes, approval of the budget, and I would like to see maybe a pretty long, maybe a 45-year sunset provision that would allow for the financing and reimbursement to the developers to complete, but would have a natural sunset date.
Benham's motion giving the council veto power over appointments to the board governing undeveloped land east and south of Scott and White Hospital passed on a 4-3 vote. The main motions endorsing state legislation passed 6-1, with Jess Fields voting no. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This week's rainfall meant some motorists experienced trouble earlier with flooded roads. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan advises drivers to watch out for barricades.
Obviously, we got some more rain in the forecast. We know now that we're at our limit, so if you do approach a barricade where there's water running on the roadway.
Driving around barricades means risking a fine of $2,000 and up to 180 days in jail. An Ayala man is hospitalized in College Station following a crash during Wednesday's rainfall. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the driver of a two-ton pickup left Fitch as he was approaching Highway 30.
The vehicle left the roadway on the south side of the roadway. The truck went through the ditch, through a milling stockpile, and drove off the east side about 20 to 25 feet above ground level.
The truck flew for over 100 feet before crashing into a muddy area. 49-year-old Donald Hill, who was wearing his seatbelt, was taken to the med with serious injuries. There were no passengers. Local school officials are keeping their fingers crossed that the flu season won't be as bad as in other parts of the state and country. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris tells students and employees to stay home when symptoms arise.
From what I've heard, the strain that's going around comes on pretty quickly, at least one of them does. And I've had several people tell me they felt fine 1 hour and the next hour they had it and were down for a week. So hopefully we won't be hit too hard this year and we'll stay healthy.
College Station ISD also reports normal absence rates since the start of the second semester. With more rain forecast and coming off of at least 4 inches earlier this week, you might not be thinking about drought, but state climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon at A&M is looking at greenhouse gases and changes in the ocean over the rest of the century.
Bottom line for this is it's much more likely to have a record warm year than it will be to have a record cold summer or winter. And once you start getting out into the latter part of the 21st century, these start becoming somewhat alarming in terms of what the possibilities are.
Nielsen-Gammon was in San Antonio this week telling cotton producers, we've been in this weather pattern since the mid-1990s. And as District 14 Representative John Rainey begins his first full term, he says he and other lawmakers are already discussing legislation and costs. Rainey says citizens are rightly concerned with Texas's big bonded indebtedness, but he isn't sure how it's going to be handled.
This is totally rumor. Yesterday or day before, that with the amount of money that the comptroller says we're going to have, that we will already bust the cap that we could go over. So there's some possibility of maybe doing away with the franchise. franchise tax and adding a penny to the sales tax and then taking that extra money that will be coming in to make up the difference.
Rainey says his first reaction is to question how something like that would affect cities along the border and whether a higher sales tax would drive Texan businesses to Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and New Mexico. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 48 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Douglas Jewelers is going out of business after proudly serving the College Station and Bryan area. Our going out of business sale is the talk of the town, and we have just slashed prices an additional 15% off all sale-related items. This means savings up to 70% off our entire inventory of fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and watches. The savings you get at Douglas Jewelers can't be matched by anyone else in town. Up to 70% off, plus take an additional 15% off all sale-related items. Don't miss your opportunity to buy fine jewelry at huge discounts. Douglas Jewelers, University Drive across from Home Depot.
It's holiday hoops time, which means you get men's and women's basketball tickets for half price. Get your discounted tickets for the men's games December 18th, 22nd, and 29th, also January 4th, and their SEC opener against Arkansas January 9th. For the women, holiday hoops includes December 28th, January 1st and 3rd, and the final holiday hoops game on January 13th. Great deal. Don't miss out. Holiday hoops. Go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, or call the ticket office 1-888-99-AGGIE. See you at Reed Arena.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Another round of rain may actually be headed our way. We'll look for a mixture of clouds and sun today. It'll be mild with highs up around 70. Clouds may be a shower or two tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 65. During the day tomorrow, we'll see considerable cloudiness. We could see some showers or thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow are going to be up to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, few showers, 45. Chance of shower Sunday, 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Texas A&M has hired a new offensive core, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. We'll get to that for you. Johnny Football gets yet another award, this time from the Manning family. And Fighting Texas Aggie basketball takes on their fifth top 10 team of the season. We'll share all that and more coming up at 6:50.
I'll go ahead and give him the name.
Jake Spavital.
There you go. Coming from West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Well, of course, he's been in Houston, and so he knows what the weather's like here. Got to like it better.
Oh, without question.
And again, he gets to live in a state where the people have teeth, so
got
that going for him.
The scenery might not be quite as nice because of the mountains.
There's some very, very beautiful places in West Virginia.
Everything's so green.
It's the ugliest state capital in America. Charleston, West Virginia is just ugly.
Is it really?
It is. It is still kind of an industrial town, except for the industries that have closed and left their factories along the river. And the river goes through. It's a beautiful valley and the river and all that, but, you know, the river's brown. I mean, it's ugly. But anyway, I'm sure they're happy to be there, the people who are. Police nabbed a South Carolina teenager. Obviously, he came from Florida. when you hear this. When they followed the trail from the convenience store to the home where he was staying. Austin Lee Westfall. Oh, no, it's Austin Lee Westfall Pressler. He's got four names.
Oh,
yeah.
That can't be good.
Was arrested after allegedly stealing beer, cigarettes, snacks, and energy drinks. During the robbery, Austin Lee Westfall Pressler apparently punctured two or three bags of Cheetos and pretty much left the trail back to the house where he was staying.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so bad.
We got him, Chief. We just followed the Cheetos.
Info.
My other thought is when he got home, he must have realized that he busted open the bag. Does he not think that maybe he left the trail? But
one would think.
Maybe that whole gravity thing escapes him. There's no telling. Nonetheless, it was an easy one for the arrest of one Austin Lee Westfall Pressler.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's Don't Smoke Day. Well, of course, a lot of days should be. I mean, if you're hooked on the habit, then there's not much you can do about it. But this was the day for the very first time that we were told that smoking could be hazardous to your health.
Really?
Yeah, that's the reason it's Don't Smoke Day. And do you know who the guy was who did that? His name was Luther Terry. Luther Terry, on this date in 1964, he was the Surgeon General and was quoted that smoking may be hazardous to your health.
No kidding.
Yeah, so that's why it's cigarettes are hazardous, don't smoke today. It's also the beginning of Cuckoo Dancing Week. Okay.
Great. What's
well, that's
great.
If you remember Laurel and Hardy, okay, and the little music that they would play behind all of their little shorts, uh-huh. that was the Dancing Cuckoos theme song.
Really?
It really is. So there you go. So you and we get it's interesting. We get a whole week for that. And then we get like one day for chocolate cake or something. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Amanda Peet is 41 years old today.
Yeah.
From the whole nine yards.
Oh yeah.
Mary J. Blige is 42.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Richardson is 44. She's on the Real Housewives.
Oh, the Real Housewives of what?
Beverly Hills, oh. And if I'm not mistaken, she was also in the Diving with the Stars debacle. Frame.
Oh, was she? By the way, did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
Well, you never reported back.
Because it's time I'll never see again.
Oh, okay.
It was awful.
You, really?
You wasted your... Well, okay.
It was awful.
Now, you weren't shocked by that, really, though, were you?
I was shocked at how bad it was.
Is it a series?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
okay.
Was it like home movie quality? Is that why it was so
no,
bad?
No, it was
or what
bad because
so bad?
One of the dives was one of the women jumping off the high dive with her hands over her head.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That was just a jump.
Thank you.
Well, now, didn't they go through, weren't they supposed to learn how to dive
they
before?
They had 2 weeks of training, yes.
Really?
Yes.
2 weeks?
Yes.
Obviously, and it didn't stick.
One of them was literally, one of the women walked out to the end of the diving board, leaned over at the waist, and fell into the water like you were taught how to dive when you were a kid.
Wow. Well, okay.
I could have won.
Dang.
I mean, you
missed your calling. Well, was there prize money involved?
You know, I didn't, I literally could not
yeah,
watch the
I
end
understand.
Of it.
What,
was the one-arm girl there?
Yes.
How did she do?
She did okay.
Gravity
yeah,
ruled.
She
jumped off the board. And,
as a surfer, yeah. I would think.
Well, she had a lot of trouble because you use the water. You use your hands to break the water above your head.
Oh, yeah.
And
ah.
She was complaining of having headaches.
Yeah, well okay.
No kidding.
I guess
if
that
you
could
don't
probably,
have a hand.
Probably happen.
Yeah, it would.
Who is the host of this work of art? Do you remember?
You know what? I didn't recognize either one.
See, that's what they're thinking is, hey, Mom, I got a gig on network television. It's...
The female hostess was awful.
Okay. There
horrible,
you are.
Horrible.
All right. We were doing birthdays.
All right. Tom Dumond is 45 from No Doubt. Jason Connery, Sean's son, is 50.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's he done?
Waiting
on dad, isn't he?
Isn't he?
He dated Mia Sara.
Oh, okay.
Who was Sloan in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty much it.
Okay.
Chocolate Thunder's birthday.
I don't know who that is.
Daryl Dawkins, 56.
Oh, I got you. Okay, sure. All right.
Frederick Dennis Green, 64.
Yeah.
Shanana.
Okay.
And Naomi Judd is 67.
Mama.
Yep.
67, okay. You got Rod Taylor, the old actor. He's 83 years old. Time Machine, I guess, was one of his better-known movies, the H.G. Wells classic. All right, what do we got for the weekend?
I believe it's Gemma Arrington is 27.
Really?
She was one of the Bond girls.
Okay.
Melanie Chisholm is 39.
That's one of the Spice Girls.
That is correct. Sporty Spice.
Mel C.
Wow, all right.
Heather Mills McCartney is 45.
Uh-huh.
Keith Anderson, the country singer, is 45. Vendela, the former Swedish supermodel, is 46.
Mm.
Rob Zombie is 48. Dominique Wilkins is 53, the human highlight reel.
Uh-huh.
From Lake Placid, which I thought was kind of funny. Oliver Platt's 53.
Yeah, well, he is. He's a pretty funny guy.
Howard Stern's 59.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Van Shelton, 61. Kirstie Alley, 62.
Whoa.
Smoking Joe Frazier.
Is dead.
Passed away. Yeah, yeah. I just saw that. I was like,
sorry about that.
I think
yeah.
he's gone.
Yeah, yeah
he
yeah.
would have been 69.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's sad when you die like the day before your birthday.
The Amazing Kreskin, 78.
No, he didn't die the day before his birthday.
Okay.
No, he's been dead a while,
yeah.
actually.
Okay,
yeah.
well, that's right. good to know.
Okay, yeah.
78, Ray Price, 87.
Mm-hmm.
And Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating his 62nd birthday today.
Really?
Yep.
We should have sent him a card.
Yeah, he probably got some. He put $5 in it. The Amazing Kreskin is 78. Christiane Amanpour is 55. William Lee Golden, he's the beard guy on the Oak Ridge Boys, is 74.
The beard guy.
Yeah. And the movie computer HAL turns 21 today. See, because it's 2000.
Okay, that's
thank you. It's Rubber Ducky Day on Sunday, and...
Sunday is Liam Hemsworth's birthday, 23, from The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
William Hung is 30.
See the guy who sang, is that right?
Yeah, that
well,
he...
sort of.
Tried to, yeah. yeah.
Orlando Bloom is 36 for Pirates of the Caribbean. He's probably most noted for.
Lord of the Rings, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Nicole Eggert is 41 from Baywatch. Shonda Rhimes, who created Grey's Anatomy, is 43.
Oh, okay.
Sharing her birthday with Dr. Derek McDreamy. Patrick Dempsey's 47.
All right.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Trace Adkins, 6'7" tall and a good country singer, 51. And I had no idea, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus is an honest-to-goodness heiress.
To what?
Her
The Dreyfus Fund?
Yes.
Really?
The Louis-Dreyfus Fund, which is one of the world's largest commodities
yeah.
trading. Her father ran the corporation until 06.
Really? Yep. Yeah, she's okay.
She'll do well.
You shouldn't have to worry about it. But the Veep show is a funny show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very good.
Richard Mall, who was Bull on Night Court, is 70.
Uh-huh.
And the crazy Rip Taylor.
Oh, he's great.
79 years old.
You'll get home and think about this, and you'll laugh.
Yeah, and that was good.
Yeah, that's it.
That was really good.
Thank you. Billy Gray from Father Knows Best played Bud. He's 75 today.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's making you feel young.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The NRA, by the way, in part, you know, they portray us as moral monsters who are indifferent towards gun violence. Constant argument you're hearing from liberal politicians, liberal networks, typical for the left, demonize those they disagree with. They're not just wrong, they're evil. In this case, as people who don't care about the death of innocent children. It's grotesque, it's sick, but it's also predictable. It's damaging. But you know who cares about crime? Who's tougher on crime, liberals or conservatives? Who supports the death penalty, liberals or conservatives? Who believes in stronger, tougher prison sentences, liberals or conservatives? You know, who are the, well, maybe his mother didn't feed him Twinkies when he was a kid. That's liberals.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Banks' profits could be under some pressure. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Banks' earnings will be in the spotlight starting today when Wells Fargo releases quarterly results. Banks have what sounds like a good problem. They have a lot of cash on hand, but banks are supposed to be lending their money so they can make more money. Right now they're having difficulty making new loans. Bankers say there are too few qualified borrowers because of the soft economy. Ford is making room for more white-collar workers. The automaker expects to hire 2,200 salaried professionals this year, mostly in product development, manufacturing, and information technology. It will be the biggest increase in Ford's white-collar workforce in more than a decade. Kids in Britain don't get toys with their McDonald's Happy Meals anymore. Starting this week, they're getting books. The fast food giant has a deal with the UK National Literary Trust. McDonald's expects that by 2015, it will be the biggest distributor of children's books in the UK. Stock futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, 72 for a high today with sunshine. Ought to be kind of nice. 64 for our low temperature tonight. Be a slight chance of showers at about 20%. It's up to a 40% chance of showers on Saturday with a high of 76. Then Saturday night, our best chance of rain at 60%. With a low of 43, then it's kind of cool because that'll be a frontal passage going along with that rain. And Sunday, we're looking at a 50-50 chance of showers and a high of only 48 and a low of 34. Look for a chance of freezing rain on Monday night, overnight, just so that you'll know. It might make things a little bit dicey on Tuesday morning of next week. But again, all subject to change, just as the weather system moves. The short form again, 72 today, 76 tomorrow, and a slight chance of showers. Right now, relative humidity is 86%. We have a little wind chill factor at 46, and the air temperature under fair skies is currently 49 degrees out there.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
When you know what it takes to speed up your metabolism, you can lose weight a lot faster. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Do you know what your metabolism is?
Metabolism is the process by which our body decides to either save energy or spend calories.
Dr. Reza Yavari, faculty member at Yale University School of Medicine and author of the book, It Must Be My Metabolism.
Two people can eat the same food, one gains weight, the other one doesn't. Two people can do the same exercise, one loses weight, the other one doesn't, and it's because they have different metabolism.
The important thing is you can raise your metabolism, making it easier to burn fat and calories.
The best way to do it is by eating frequent high-protein meals and snacks and exercising on a regular basis. When you eat protein, your intestines release a hormone called PYY that tells your brain that you've eaten. That's the satiety hormone. If you skip meals, your brain actually is constantly getting the opposite signal from the stomach. So skipping meals actually often results in the opposite. People gain weight.
And what does exercise do for you?
Any kind of exercise, as long as you raise your heart rate in the 120 beats per minute range, and as long as you do it for 30 minutes, burns calories while you're exercising, but it also keeps your burn rate up for about 6 hours. So people who reach a plateau with their weight, we often recommend them to split their exercise session into two. That way they raise their burn rate twice a day.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The College Station City Council took the next baby step in the future of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6 as a combination of health services and commercial, retail, and residential development.
District, which started last October, devoted another 2 hours of council discussion last night.
We're scared that we're going to say okay to something that is going to entitle itself to just run roughshod over people and create some kind of a big problem that we are now responsible for.
That's Julie Schultz wanting assurances from the lawyer consulting the council before last night's vote, sending proposed state legislation to Austin. Carl Mooney spoke to the district east of the freeway that will have authority to assess property taxes to build $60 million of infrastructure.
As I talk to people in the community, they think, oh, they're going to raise taxes and it's going to be on everyone. No, it's just limited to the folks there. They can determine their own priorities as the market dictates, and they don't require a financial handout from the city. This isn't going to tax us.
The district west of the freeway, which has infrastructure in place, could not generate property tax revenue, but both districts could assess fees and other revenue. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A wild ride.
Bambi, a stripper at the Palace Men's. Excuse me.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
A wild ride was taken by the driver of a 2-ton truck in College Station Wednesday afternoon. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the investigation continues about why the pickup headed east on Fitch approaching Highway 30 went off the road and threw a stockpile of road material.
They continued airborne for approximately 100 to 125 feet until crashing into a muddy area, the front end hitting first.
The driver, 49-year-old Donald Hill of Iola, was taken to the med with serious injuries. Logan says Hill, who was alone in the truck, was wearing his seatbelt and was not ejected. Management, employees, and customers of Brian's Long John Silver's restaurant didn't know they were being checked out by police on Wednesday during lunch. Officer Kelly McKeithen says members of the narcotics unit were watching the sale of PCP in the parking lot.
The officers attempted to do this without causing the management and the business much turmoil, and they were notified after officers saw the transaction and then made contact with the manager, who was very cooperative and helpful in every way.
After a bottle of PCP was found in a box of red sauce in the restaurant's walk-in freezer, police arrested an employee, 30-year-old Richard Dunn of Hearn, for selling within a school zone. 40-year-old Catherine Bailey of Bryan was arrested for possession. Two sunny days following heavy rainfall may not be enough to stop possible flooding this weekend. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan reminds motorists that some roads might be barricaded.
If you do go around that barricade, that is a Class B misdemeanor, which is 180-day jail time up to a $2,000 fine. So you may want to think twice by going around a water barricade if the one's across the roadway.
Road conditions statewide are available online at drivetexas.org, which includes a smartphone app. College Station and Bryan schools so far have not had higher absence rates of employees and students from the flu. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says it's something that continues to be monitored.
Right now, it's fine. That's not to say that next week it won't pop up. I know that it's out there in the community, but so far we've been lucky and we're just seeing really just at an average number of absences right now.
Ferris says when symptoms show up to stay home in order to prevent spreading the flu. With education financing a hotbed issue, Governor Rick Perry's comment that he thinks Texas has done, quote, a phenomenal job of funding education in Texas, is disputed. Representative John Rainey says he thinks teachers and administrators would disagree with Perry.
I think we have good schools in the state. I would like to look at some of the things that we're spending money on that are not being successful rather than looking at more money. That's my first thought. But since we may have it, we may need to be looking at that more closely. If we can find those things that we're making school districts do that are unproductive, we need to get rid of them.
Rainey says he feels that most of them agree that there shouldn't be so many tests that schools have to administer, and he feels that such a change would be a good thing. And state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at A&M was in San Antonio this week telling cotton growers the pattern of hot, dry summers is only likely to get worse.
As we saw with this winter, which was supposed to be a wet one, but until today really hasn't been, there will be surprises because of the randomness of the weather. The ocean temperatures only give us a hint of what's going to happen, and the weather has a mind of its own.
Nielsen Gammon says it's more likely to have more record warm years than record cold through the rest of the century. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. St-Joseph.org/BVSM.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Frontal system dropping down from the north could eventually bring some precipitation our way. We'll be looking at sunshine and some clouds today with a high around 70. Chance of shower 65 overnight. Showers and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs will be 70 to 75. Showers end. Temperatures near 45 tomorrow night. Lots of leftover cloud Sunday. A few showers may pop up. Highs will be only around 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For me, this award is incredibly, incredibly high up on my totem pole and something that I definitely cherish for a long time.
That's Johnny Football talking about his latest trophy for the mantelpiece. Plus, we've got a new offensive coordinator from West Virginia. Fight Tech Aggie women's basketball takes on their fifth top 10 team in this season so far. We'll cover that for you here in about 12 minutes.
That's it. It's Jake, what's his last name?
Spavital.
Spavital. Right. Jake Spavital. Bruce Feldman is the guy who broke this story on CBS Sports. And so he's saying he will be the co-offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach.
That is correct, along with Clarence McKinney, yeah, who's also going to be the other offensive
coordinator. Well, who did a really, obviously, a good job in calling the game. And again, we'll talk to somebody up at Morgantown, WAJR Radio, next in about a half an hour.
Oh, that's cool.
A little bit about him, and so we'll see. He's got a connection down to the University of Houston, used to be down
we'll
there.
We'll do some digging.
Yeah, we'll find that for you. In the meantime, and Kat, again, I must apologize for interrupting your...
No, I could tell it was just because I'm a little sluggish. You knew I was sluggish.
And you are. Why are you sluggish this morning?
You wanted to get me all
No, that's not the reason I did it. There's a story that goes along with that. That was going to show you. Because the story that we play here is from Jim Forsythe in San Antonio, I don't know, years ago, 6-7 years ago. But why are you sluggish?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, just, it's Friday. It's been a hard work week, but we're doing a good job.
Excuse me, I know. I don't know about you, but The having to break rocks for 3 hours on Wednesday, that was just horrible, wasn't it?
Well, I did dig up a big hole and plant a bush.
Well, that has nothing to do with work. I mean, what you do in your spare time, that's, you know, if you want to tire yourself out there, but, you know. Anyway.
Okay. Breaking rocks in the hot sun, I fought the law. And
you got it.
Won.
The reason I did that is a guy named Bill Zedler. I don't even know who this is, Representative Bill Zedler. Could one of y'all Google him and we could find out something about him? According to the New York Post, Bill Zedler is proposing a law. It says, he's a state, and it says a state congressman. What does that mean?
Yeah, this is a state representative, Texas House District 96.
He's a state representative rather than, So Bill has introduced a law, and this is what's fun. As the year starts, you start getting all kinds of laws that are at least put forth. Now, doesn't mean that they'll get on the calendar, doesn't mean they'll even make it to committee, but you get a chance to hear some of the zany ideas. So Bill Zedler, who's somebody's state rep, proposing a law that requires exotic dancers to wear ID tags showing their full legal name. Cue from 7 years ago, Jim Forsythe.
Bambi, a stripper at the Palace Men's Club, says banning lap dances would hurt her ability to make a living.
So if we're going to need help, let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps, because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
One provision of the law that topless dancer Christy is afraid of is one that requires that they wear badges to prove they have paid a new stripper tax.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Stripper Sable says it's all about the American dream.
I'm a single mother. I'm trying to put food on the table, money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
The city says the new regulations are needed to cut down on prostitution and drug trafficking. Yeah. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And again, it's 7-8 years ago. And poor Sable, you know, she was trying to take one kid and send her through Swarthmore. She had another one she wanted to send to Brown. But how in the world can you do that when you're making the kind of money that strippers do? So what Bill has done is he's updated this law. He says he hopes that this move will discourage women from entering their profession. But Sable said it was the American dream, didn't she? I mean, I just heard her say that. It's the American dream to go out and be an exotic dancer.
Sure. It's not my dream.
Well, I understand, but if there's a girl out there who wants to grow up to do that, here's State Representative Zedler, who's trying to keep her from being able to do that. That's un-American. That's un-American. God dog it. State lawmakers in Wyoming are trying to get the jump on any possible changes in the federal gun laws. They are proposing a new bill that, if passed, would nullify any new federal registrations on guns, restrictions on guns. Once again, they want to pass a bill that would nullify any new federal restrictions on
guns. Sounds like the Civil War.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. But anyway, we'll see. The bill would also threaten to jail federal agents who tried to confiscate guns, ammunition magazines, or ammunition. The bill is being sponsored by 8 Wyoming state reps, along with 2 state senators, and if it's passed, the bill would declare any federal gun regulation created on or after the first of this year to be unenforceable within the state of Wyoming. Go get them. We'll see how that works out for you. Somehow, I think that probably makes the senators, U.S. senators, a little bit uncomfortable there in D.C.
Yeah,
thanks. Sounds like a Texas kind of thing to do.
Well, it is. And, you know, you can see Texas gets punished by the White House. We'll see if Wyoming does. Anyway, they're floating that to see how it works out. Politico reports that despite all this talk, and there's been plenty of it, you know, yesterday Joe Biden met with the people from Hollywood and, of course,
because those are the world's greatest minds right there.
Well, yeah. Well, the idea is he's trying to get them to. Oh, no, he's doing that today, I guess. He met with the NRA. But the whole idea is video game makers and Hollywood people, you know, they're the ones who put this stuff out that could be influencing those young minds of mush, like, you know, the 25-year-olds who play video games.
Right.
Or younger. But he's saying that they need to also take some responsibility for this. Yesterday he did. He met with the NRA, and the NRA said it really didn't go so well. They're disappointed that so much time is, quote, "We are disappointed with how little this meeting had to do with keeping our children safe, how much it had to do with an agenda to attack the Second Amendment." That's the comments from the NRA. So, again, now he's going to meet with the video game people today so he can talk to them about that a little bit. But to get back to what Politico was talking about, and that is that really, by themselves, the president, or by himself, the president can't do a whole lot. We had talked earlier this week that there was some conjecture that he would use some sort of an executive order to have this happen. But on his own, he can't do much without the approval of Congress. The major measures that he's trying to get taken care of are closing the gun show loophole, banning assault weapons, and outlawing high-capacity magazines. And all of that would need congressional approval. Now, obviously, they're hoping that those folks who want those things to happen will try to influence their U.S. Congress members by, you know, emailing them or calling them, but we'll see. What is interesting and what the president could do and start right now is to order the Justice Department to start prosecuting people who lie on their background checks when they try to purchase a weapon. The FBI has reported 71,000 cases of people lying on their background checks since 2000, in the year 2009. 71,000. The Justice Department has prosecuted 77 of them. So methinks that you probably ought to get your own house in order first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get the background checks going the way that they're supposed to before you go out and try to outreach. Bobby Jindal, he's that little governor of the state next door who looks about 14, who wants to, you know, if he'd grow a mustache, he'd look older. But he wants to run for higher office. Don't know whether it's going to be a U.S. senator, it's going to be president or whatever. But he has proposed now that Louisiana scrap its state income tax and corporate taxes and replace that because what they want to do, he says, let's raise the sales tax in Louisiana from 4% to 7%. And then we would be able to cut off the income, eliminate the income tax and the corporate taxes, and that would make a better business climate because Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma all have better tax rates than Louisiana does. Now, in talking to John Rainey yesterday, discussing the idea that a sales tax boost in Texas might work, and obviously if Louisiana's goes up, then there's not as big a difference in the state sales tax between Texas and Louisiana, and we might not have people crossing the border for maybe 1 point or 2 points. If it's, you know, 3 points, then they might do that. So we'll see what happens, but those are the people over there in Louisiana thinking about doing that. And let's see what else. Oh, and we're going to talk to Kyle Cassell. We'll talk to Kyle Cassell in about an hour and a half. We'll talk to him at 8:15 about his first few days in Austin and how that's going, and we'll make that probably a weekly thing as we'll talk to those two state reps on Thursdays and Fridays.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
About this time every year, thousands of Texans make their annual pilgrimages into the garage to haul out the pruning saws and the lopping shears so that they can do their regular job of butchering their crepe myrtles. That's right. The damage is that bad. It's butchery. Bad enough, in fact, it's safe to say that most crepe myrtle pruning is done incorrectly. I'll bet 99% of it. In the hopes that we're not already too late on your block in your landscape, let's look through the details of good pruning of crepe myrtles, pointing out the pitfalls as we go along. I hope you'll listen closely. Crepe myrtles in your keeping are counting on your trained hand. to guide their course. I'll be back with details after this message. You still have time to get your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words. The words will tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, our 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of all of it written just for the great state of Texas, and all of it for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar. Call today while we still have calendars available. The supply is extremely limited. $38.95, the calendar, all of its information, and the full year new or renewal to our magazine. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We might begin with the question, why do we prune crepe myrtles? And the question, how best can we do it? Well, we prune to take what otherwise would be a shrub and to convert it into a small landscape tree. Beginning about 50 years ago, Texans found that crepe myrtles are wonderfully useful as small trees in our ever-shrinking home landscapes. To accomplish that goal, we need to remove all but 3 to 5 of the base shoots, the trunks that come up from the soil line. Let those several remain as the main trunks, and then prune and remove all the side branches that sprout out lower down on the trunks. Keep removing the unwanted basal shoots any time that they occur during the year. As a special note, single-trunk tree-form crepe myrtles are risky. It's difficult to keep a single stem exactly vertical without some type of ugly stake alongside it. Unstaked plants almost always eventually look lopsided. We prune to remove spent seed heads, or at least some people still do. That's really not necessary. Sometimes people do it during the growing season. I don't have time for that. And that is where topping originates, because we prune and we prune and prune, and we take a few seed heads off at a time, because Neil once said 30 years ago, don't take anything larger than a pencil in diameter off the top of your crepe myrtle, and you find that it's boring to stand out there taking off all those seed heads. So if you cut farther down, you can remove a bunch of them at once, and then you have topped your crepe myrtle. Most folks over-prune crepe myrtles in the winter. You don't need to prune them at all. In fact, it's better never to take anything off the top of a crepe myrtle. Now, if you have branches that are rubbing together, if you have a beautifully trunked crepe myrtle tree and suddenly this rocket ship of a straight trunk comes up and destroys that overall look, you can remove that. But don't do any topping of crepe myrtles, and don't use pruning as a means of height control. That's the worst thing you can do. Now, if you have a crepe myrtle that has been topped, you can cut it to the ground and let it regrow and retrain it as a tree. That's the best way to get a lovely crepe myrtle back. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports on WTAW. It is 6:52. West Virginia quarterbacks coach Jake Spavital was the choice to succeed Cliff Kingsbury in working with Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M. This comes to us from TexAgs. That became official last night, and shortly after that, the Fort Bruno Mountaineer assistant coach spoke with Bruce Feldman of CBS Sports, confirming the news that he had made the move to Aggieland. Quote, I am grateful for the opportunity that Dana has given me in my career at West Virginia, and I am excited to get to Texas A&M and continue with the success that they've had. A&M running back coach Clarence McKinney, who handled the play-by-play duties for the Aggies in the Cotton Bowl, was also expected to get promoted to the co-offensive coordinator's position. Now, prior to quarterbacks coach in Morgantown, he worked with Brandon Whedon at OSU and Case Keenum in Houston. So we can count Keenum, Whedon, Smith, and now a Heisman Trophy winner, Johnny Manziel. Let me see. One of the few awards that was voted on at the end of the entire season is over is the Manning Award. It's sponsored by the All-State Sugar Bowl, and in part, it was sponsored by the illustrious Manning family, with Archie, of course, and the two brothers that are now in the NFL. Here's Archie announcing this year's winner.
We are truly excited that this year's winner, I'm sure it comes to no surprise to y'all, is Johnny Manziel, the outstanding quarterback at Texas A&M this year. Numerous honors he's won, so we're really excited about adding the Manning Award to that list.
And in the conference call yesterday, Manziel was very gracious in his acceptance.
For me, this award is incredibly incredibly high up on my totem pole and something that I definitely cherished for a long time. So I'm so incredibly thankful and blessed.
Later on in the conference call, the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy said he was trying to avoid making, quote, the same mistakes again after a picture of him holding a bunch of cash at a casino was posted on his Twitter account on Saturday, a day after the Aggies beat Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. The picture was later removed, but the celebrity website TMZ published pictures of him holding a champagne bottle at a Dallas nightclub the same night. Manziel was on the conference call to accept the Manning Award given to the top quarterback after the bowl season is over. The 20th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team took a run at the fifth top 10 team this season and played them for all they were worth. Junior Kelsey Bowen and senior Christy Bellick played well, but not well enough to hold off the constant pressure from the number 6 Kentucky team. Bowen recorded her fourth straight double-double with 27 points and 15 rebounds. Bellick recorded her third career double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds, and the ladies just flat ran out of time against the Wildcats, 65-62. Jake Matthews, the junior All-American offensive tackle from A&M, has announced that he will return for this season. Matthews will be the top candidate for the Outland Trophy as well as the Lombardi Award in 2013. Quote, there are a few things that really swayed my decision. Number one is the opportunity to play with my younger brother, Mike. Moving now to Major League Baseball, after no one was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame due to the perceived use of steroids, Major League Baseball will test for human growth hormone throughout the regular season and will step up efforts to track down the use of artificial testosterone. Players were subject to blood testing for HGH during spring training last year, and the agreement between management and Players Association expands that throughout the season this year. In basketball last night, O.J. Mayo had 24 points and 10 rebounds. Vince Carter put up 23 off the bench, and the Mavs stopped the four-game slide and rallied from 17 down to beat the Sacramento Kings 117-112 in overtime last night. And finally, an examination of Junior Seau's brain has revealed that the former linebacker has a degenerative brain disease when he committed suicide last May. The National Institute of Health tells the Associated Press that the study found abnormalities consistent with chronic traumatic endopathy, a condition linked to repetitive head injuries. Junior Seau joins a list of several dozen football players who had CTE. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirdeman Flooring, Hargrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. I find it interesting, all of a sudden now, baseball is going to be moving to test players for human growth hormone.
Well, everybody's been chomping at the bit, and the Players Association finally saw the writing on the wall and went, we look bad.
Yeah, well, and again, maybe they said, okay, in 2 years we're going to start doing this, so you've got 2 years to make sure that you're behaving properly, because you don't want to have... anything happen after 2 years when we might start testing blood in 2 years. So, yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, again, for guys who we were talking yesterday, baseball just moves slowly. That's all it is. That's